Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 to 20, it says, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your hearts turn away so that you do not hear, and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. Choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them." We have all been given life to live. God told us to choose life. Choose life. He wants us to live. So how does he want us to live, and to what end? Is it to make money? Money just so that you can buy all kinds of material objects? Is it to become rich and famous and have people look at you and then they wish that they could be you? Or is it to become an icon so that you could be worshipped by others? The sinners just live to please themselves, to seek after riches, to seek after pleasure. Those that only seek after riches, they fall into a snare of temptation and lust. Now don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with being rich. It is the temptation and the lust that is wrong. These are things of the world. They are not of God. We are to live for God. We are to seek God, always. Now, I remember being on stage one time in front of a large crowd of people. This was back when I was a sinner. Now, I was filling in for someone playing the bass guitar. It was for a reggae band. And the lead singer was my girlfriend at the time. She couldn't sing and play at the same time. She could play well, she could sing well, but to do both, she had challenges. So she used to pay someone else to play for her. So one time they needed the person to play and he wasn't available. So I said, well, let me learn to play what she couldn't play and then I would fill in. So one day a show came up and we went on stage, and it was my very first time being on stage, and I went up there and I smiled and it was stuck. I couldn't stop smiling. This is how it was for the whole duration of that song. But I played my part, and then afterwards, the crowd cheered. And that sound was nice. So after that, the feeling that I got from the cheering really empowered me. I didn't want to get off the stage. Now, most of us who did not grow up in the church lived a very different life to those who grew up in the church. So that was one of the experiences, being out of the church. That was one of my experiences. And also different lives to others outside of the church. So those who have found the truth have found a wonderful thing. They have found the pearl of great price. They have found a hidden treasure, a treasure beyond value. Now those who have found Christ have a totally different life now, a great life. In fact, they have just begun to live. Before coming to Christ, before coming to the truth, we were all dead. We were dead and we didn't even know it. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, Christ said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Those of us who chose life because of Christ Jesus have passed from death to life. We are always to offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, as people who have been brought back from death to life. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love one another, and we need to continue loving one another always. Those of you that are here chose life. And the reason I know that is because you are here. If you were brought here against your wishes, or you just wanted to come and see what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about, you have an opportunity to hear the truth. You now have the opportunity to hear the truth and choose life. Jesus said that we are to enter through the narrow gate, and this gate is not easy to find. It is difficult, but it leads to life. In verse 9 of the same chapter, John chapter 10, Jesus said that he is the gate, or the door, and anyone who enters through him is saved. I'm living my best life now, and you should be too. We should all be living the kingdom life, right here, right now. As one who is far away from home, it's only natural to feel lonely. It is only natural to feel homesick. It is only natural to have a longing, a need to be home. In this world, we should all have those feelings because we are not of this world. We live in it, but we are not a part of it. We should be longing for our true home. Ambassadors, they miss their homes too after a time. However, they are quite lucky because they have immunity from the country that they're residing. Unfortunately, we are in the world without protection, without immunity. No protection or immunity from the land, no protection or immunity from the people, no protection or immunity from their laws. We do, however, have to obey their laws. What we do have is the laws of God to govern us, and also the Spirit of God to guide us and protect us. If we keep the laws of God and always and the ways of God, we are protected by God. If we do not, then we are at the mercy of this world, their ways, and their laws. And we know it's becoming merciless each and every day. Mankind is slowly chipping away at God's laws and making it so much harder for us. The new laws they create are trying to change God's laws. They are also trying to force us to do things that are against God. We have to stand. We have to stand for God, for his ways and his laws. We have to continue to serve the Lord with all our hearts, all our minds, all our body and soul, and we have to love him just the same. Jesus said, except a man be born again or be born of the water or spirit, he cannot see or enter the kingdom of God. Now, coming up to this time of year, the fall season, we all seem to go through many trials and also many challenges. It could be our health, our finances, and many other different type of trials. The evil one does not want us to live a good life. The evil one wants us to live like everyone else in this world, under his sway, under his rule, doing his things. Just that little bit wrong, just that little bit against God's law. We are ambassadors of God, so we are not under the rule of the evil one. We are of the kingdom. We are governed by the kingdom rules and regulations. We have diplomatic immunity if we follow the rules and the laws of God. If we do not, we will be subject to the laws of this world. The ambassadors in this world have diplomatic immunity, so they are not subject to the laws of the countries that they visit or that they reside in. If they do wrong in that country, they can get away with that wrong because of the diplomatic immunity. If we do wrong, we will be held accountable. We will be held accountable for our wrongs and our actions. That is because we are held to a higher standard, God's standard. We are ambassadors for Christ, representatives for the kingdom, representatives to the Messiah and the Father. We have to show this world who we are, not by our talk, but by our actions. We have to walk the walk. We are to go about our daily lives as though we are already in the kingdom. We are to go about our daily lives living the kingdom life. We are to be joyful, even when it seems as if the world is against us. We are to be joyful, even when it seems as if the world is on top of us. We are to be joyful, even when we are carrying the world on our shoulder. Count it all joy when you are faced with all kinds of trials. We are to be rejoicing here at the feast. We are to be rejoicing after the feast. We are to be rejoicing when we get back home. And we are to be rejoicing and giving thanks during all our trials. God is with us. He is always with us. And we are never to forget that. We are his ambassadors, so we are very important. We are going to be kings and priests, and we are going to rule with Christ for 1,000 years. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, it says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. That was when Christ came to earth the first time. And when he comes back the second time, the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we know that this world really needs peace. Everything that he's bringing, this world is dying for. Of the growth of his government and peace, there will be no end. And that is just an awesome thing to think about, that we'll just have peace and peace and peace. He will rule over his kingdom, sitting on the throne of David to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of the heavenly armies will accomplish this. This week here at the Feast of Tabernacles represents the millennium, the 1,000 years. So right now we should be living as kings and priests. After the feast, we should still live as kings and priests. We should live as if we are in the kingdom, rejoicing, doing good, living our best life. We should be living our best life every day. We should be living the kingdom life. We should be living the kingdom life every day. We should live the kingdom life now. Thank you.